The migrant crisis, the changing security environment, and NATO's role in addressing the challenges of the present day topped the agenda of NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg's talks with Czech top officials in Prague on Wednesday. The NATO Secretary General made it clear that while the migrant crisis called for an immediate reaction from the EU, NATO should primarily address the cause of the crisis in the Middle East and North Africa. Speaking at a press briefing in Prague, Secretary General Stoltenberg dismissed various suggestions regarding what NATO could do to help Europe deal with a migrant crisis.
What NATO as an organization is doing is to address the root causes of the migrant crisis. Because we need immediate action in Europe, but in addition we need to address the root causes in the countries of origin of the refugees. And when NATO is engaged in Afghanistan, when we are working with a partner country like Jordan, or when we recently agreed with the government of Iraq to do defense capacity building, or we work with countries in North Africa, then we are working with countries in the region to try to help them to increase their capacity, their capability to stabilize their own countries. And in the long run, that's the only possible solution. And our focus is to try to project stability without always deploying large number of combat troops, but by training, advising, helping with reforms, helping with capacity building, enable countries in the region to stabilize their own countries, and thereby addressing the root causes of the migrant crisis.
The NATO Secretary General said NATO's goal was to try and boost stability in the Middle East and North Africa without always deploying a large number of combat troops, but by training, advising and helping with reforms. He expressed concern over reports of heightened Russian military activity in Syria, saying that NATO supported all efforts leading to a political rather than military solution in the country. While in Prague, the NATO Secretary General also commented on the conflict in eastern Ukraine.
So far, it looks like the ceasefire is now more respected than it has been for a long time, and I welcome that. At the same time, the situation in Ukraine is still very fragile, and it is important that all parties respect the ceasefire, withdraw heavy weapons from the contact line, but perhaps most important is that the international monitors are allowed full access to the area so they can monitor and make sure that the ceasefire and the Minsk agreements are